Another busy day of confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill today, so let's give a listen. President-elect Donald Trump's nominee to lead the Central Intelligence Agency, Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo of Kansas, is testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee as the CIA and allegations of Russian hacking and incoming President Donald Trump's skepticism about those allegations are front and center. Also on the table, the use of enhanced interrogation tactics or torture, which Trump has said work. Here's Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein questioning Pompeo.
I want to ask one follow-up question to what the chairman asked, and that's dealing with those enhanced interrogation techniques. And that is that if you were ordered by the president to restart the CIA's use of enhanced interrogation techniques that fall outside of the Army Field Manual, would you comply?
Senator, absolutely not. Moreover, I can't imagine that I would be asked that by the president-elect or then-president. But I'm very clear. I voted for the change that put the Army Field Manual in place as a member of Congress. I understand that law very, very quickly and am also deeply aware that any changes to that will come through Congress and the president.
And regular order.
And regular order. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Absolutely. With respect to the outlines of what's in the Army Field Manual, there's no doubt in my mind about the limitations it places not only on the DOD but on the Central Intelligence Agency, and I'll always comply with the law.
Another question. How will you handle the president-elect's refutation of the intelligence community's high assessments that Russian intelligence units, namely the GRU and the FSB, did in fact hack and spearfish into the campaigns and parties of both political parties this past campaign season?
Senator, as with, I think I answered Senator Warner the same way, my obligation as the director of the CIA is to tell every policymaker the facts as best the intelligence agency has developed them. With respect to this report in particular, it's pretty clear about what took place here, about Russian involvement in efforts to hack information and to have an impact on American democracy. I'm very clear-eyed about what that intelligence report says. And I have every expectation as we continue to develop the facts, I will relay those not only to the president, but the team around him and to you all so that we all can have a robust discussion about how to take on what is an enormous threat from cyber. I think you all know that. You all have lived it. This is very real. It is growing. It is not new in that sense. But this was an aggressive action taken by the senior leadership inside of Russia, and America has an obligation, and the CIA has a part of that obligation to protect that information.
Well, Congressman Pompeo was also pushed on the mass collection of metadata. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon brought up an op-ed Pompeo co-authored last year.
You said, let's get back into the business of collecting all of this metadata, and I'm curious what kind of information about finances and lifestyles would you not enter into your idea of this giant database?
Well, Senator, first of all, I have to begin by saying today that would be, in most instances, what you referred to there would be unlawful under current law. And so as the director of the CIA, you have my assurance we will not engage in unlawful activity. But I think this committee, the American people, demand that if there's publicly available information someone has out there on our public available site, I think we have an obligation to use that information to keep Americans safe. If someone's out there on their Facebook page talking about an attack or plotting an attack against America, I think you would find the director of the CIA and the intelligence community grossly negligent if they didn't pursue that information.
Congressman, I don't take a backseat to anybody in terms of protecting this country when our security is on the line. I wrote the section of the Freedom Act that gives the government emergency authority to move when it's critical to protect the country. That's not what we're talking about here.
That's one of the exchanges today. Also being questioned today, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, tapped by Donald Trump to lead the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and retired Marine Corps General James Mattis, Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense. We will monitor it all.